right. Well, good evening, everybody. This is David Litt calling in from Colorado. Thanks for joining us. And I've got the lines open, but I'm going to go ahead and talk for the first 15, 20 minutes and share with you a little bit more detail about how to utilize and maximize the compensation plan. And then toward the end of this call, we'll answer any questions that you may have. So last week we went through start to finish, stem to stern, top to bottom, all of the different components of the compensation plan. What I want to do tonight is just focus on a couple of concepts that are most important in network marketing and why this new compensation plan is going to help you, if you do the right activities, build a much, much larger check than you would have been able to build with the current compensation plan. And I'm going to start with the concept of leverage. And I remember hearing the quote from John Paul Getty, which said, "I'd rather have 1% of the efforts of 100 people than 100% of my own." And I thought to myself, you know, I'd rather have 100% of my own efforts than 1% of 100 people's efforts. And I really thought that for a long time because I'm a smart guy, I'm a hardworking guy, and why would I want to have 1% of 100 people's efforts versus 100% of my own? And then I realized that if I had 1% of 100 people's efforts, I would still have 100% of my own. So I didn't give anything up to capitalize on all of that leverage. So even if I got 1% of 100 people's efforts and they were half as good as me, I just gained 50% in my life. Now, we're going to be talking a lot about numbers today, and you don't have to catch every one of them, but hopefully you understand the concept that by leveraging the efforts of other people, that you're going to be able to have financial freedom and really have the opportunity, you're going to have the opportunity to own a business rather than be owned by a business. And so that is the concept that probably all of you understand in some way. But once you start to earn checks of hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars, you'll understand that concept a lot better. And it's a very fun, very interesting, very magical concept when you've got other people's time, money, and effort that are building your income. And so that's really the premise, the concept about network marketing, and especially in today's day and age, because most people are looking for additional income, but they don't have a lot of time to invest. Time seems to be the limiting factor for most people. It's not effort or desire or concentration, or for most people, it's not even money. It's really just time that most people are pretty darn busy, and so they can't add another full-time job to their lifestyle. They can only add a few hours a week. And so we want to welcome those people and show them how in only a few hours a week, you can really multiply your income. So the concept of leverage is best shown in our unilevel compensation plan by having 8 levels of pay instead of 5. And the difference is astronomical. It's exponential. And I'm just going to use the number 3. And we talked about this last week, which is the idea of building exponential growth based on 3. And no business builds perfectly. This is just an analogy or an example. But if you're building by 3, you'll have 3 people on your first level, 9 people on your second level, 27 on your third, 81 on your fourth, and 243 people on your fifth level. Okay, that's a total of 363 people. If you continue to build by 3s, you'll have 729, 2187, and then 6,561 people on your 8th level. So you'll have a total of 9,477 people instead of 363 people. You're going to have almost 30 times as many, really 27 times as many. If you turn that into dollars, a 5-level compensation plan that is built by threes, you know, 3, 9, 27, and let's say you're getting paid $3 a person, you'll make $1,089 a month. An A-level compensation plan built the same way is going to pay you $28,000 a month. So in real terms, the concept of leverage, by adding those three extra levels, exponentially improves your long-term potential. So leverage is a long-term concept because it'll take months and months and months and months to really start to fill out that sixth and seventh and eighth and ninth level. So this is the long-term, big picture, big opportunity. And there are lots of other things in the compensation plan that reward long-term, loyal, continued ordering and recruiting. That's the first concept that I really want to help you understand, is this is a business of leverage, and that our eight-level compensation plan really is many, many times better than a five-level compensation plan in regards to leverage. The other thing I want to talk about is the concept of time utilization. And so, as I said earlier, a lot of people are looking for additional income. They're looking for supplementary income. They're looking for replacement income even. But they don't have a lot of time. Even people that are unemployed, they're looking for a job and they're busy. And a lot of them have kids, and a lot of them, you know, just life is very frantic right now. So in the 2, 3, 4, 5 hours a week that most people have to invest in a business, we have to create a process and a system that's simple enough for people to utilize and to enroll other folks to have leverage start to work in their favor. Because this is a lonely business if it's just you. It's a fun business if you got 4 or 6 or 8 or 10 other people who are engaged in doing the same thing. And so the gift card marketing system that we're putting together, which allows you to hand out cards, and those cards offer somebody a 2-week supply of either an anti-aging pack or a weight loss pack, that's going to simplify your efforts and simplify the duplication process, because it's going to be easy to teach somebody how to be successful, which is handing out cards, mailing out cards, emailing the numbers on the backs of cards. And once we have those physical cards in place and the system up and running, we're going to spend a lot of time week after week going through and showing you how to utilize this gift card marketing system and maximize your income. And the tools that we have in the compensation plan to help you maximize that income really are the recruiter's pool and the consultant creator pool. So these two pools are very early in the compensation plan, and they allow a new person or a relatively new person to earn hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And so that's the bridge that we needed to create to the leverage. So everyone loves the dream and they love the long-term potential. And there have been a lot of companies, Amway being the most notable, that have built the majority of their business on thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of people earning almost nothing, but holding up these people, these handful of people who have earned hundreds of thousands of dollars a month because they're living the dream. And so I think that concept of network marketing is really antiquated because, you know, people just don't have the patience to wait that long. So we need to build a bridge and have some tools in the compensation plan to allow people to have some level of success, to be able to see some checks that are at least feel substantial, pay for their product or even more, to get them to that longer dream that will take months and months or years. So the recruiter's pool, the way this works, is we set aside 2% of the company volume in the U.S. for the recruiter's pool. So the simple example would be if the company does 100,000 points in the month of March, then the recruiter's pool, 2%, $2,000 will be set aside for anyone who qualifies for the recruiter's pool. And the way that you qualify for a recruiter's pool is you enroll at least 3 people with a bronze, silver, or gold pack. Now, the bronze, silver, and gold packs, because they include the gift cards, will not be coming out until probably the end of March or April. So what we're going to do is we're just going to make it a 150-point order. So if you enroll a new person with a 150-point order, that will count as one of your three people towards your recruiter's pool. So here's how that works. Is let's just use the example of 100,000 points, $2,000 being set aside on the recruiter's pool. Well, every new person that enrolls is counts as a point, but a person needs to enroll three people to qualify for the pool. So there'll be a lot of people who will be enrolled or who will enroll somebody else that won't have three, and those will be enrollments for the company, enrollments for themselves, but they won't count toward the recruiter's pool. So let's just say that we have let's use 20 enrollments that were enrolled by people who enrolled three people in the month. So if there's $2,000, that means that each of those enrollments is worth $100 to that recruiter. And so if you enrolled three people, that's going to be $300. If you enrolled four, it's $400. If you enrolled 10, that's going to be $1,000 extra on top of all of the rest of the income that you earn through the compensation plan. So I believe that we will have people who will earn $200 and $300 and $500 with this recruiter's pool. And that'll be exciting, especially for new people. New people who are handing out the gift cards and getting people into activity and enrolling new folks. It'll be exciting that they won't have to wait just for the 5%, the unit level, to add up over time, which takes a long time. They'll be able to get a check that'll be hundreds of dollars, and that'll be exciting. Now, the next piece of the compensation plan that builds right off of the recruiter's pool is the consultant creator pool. And the way that works is that you yourself need to be at least at the consultant level. And as we transition the plans, the consultant level in the new plan is about equal to the gold level in the current plan. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to basically call them the same. So if you're a gold or above now, and you'll be a consultant or above going forward, then you'll be able to help people become new consultants. And if you help somebody who's either brand new or who has never reached the gold level or the consultant level before, if you help that person get to consultant, then you're going to participate in the pool. The consultant creator pool is going to be 3%. It's going to be $3,000 for every 100,000 points. So let's just say we have a $3,000 pool. Let's say we have six new consultants this month that were created. That means that each one is worth $500. So if you help somebody get to the consultant level, you personally enroll them and help them get to the consultant level, you're going to earn $500. So I believe it's very possible a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months from now that a new person who's motivated and business-oriented and, you know, we've got all our materials and labels and everybody's kind of in the groove, I believe it's very possible for a new person to come in and order a gold pack, which will include 40 gift cards. They can go out and enroll four people with gold packs, and that person will become a consultant. So whoever enrolled that person will earn $500. And I believe that that person, by enrolling four people, could earn $300-$400 with their recruiter's pool. And if they help one of their people get to consultant, could earn another $400-$500. I think we'll see some people in their very first month earn $500, $600, $800, maybe $1,000. And I think that'll be really exciting, because then what's going to happen is we'll have stories of people who have created that kind of income, that have gotten their money back, gotten into profit, gotten some momentum, have a team of people working with them, handing out gift cards, doing what they're doing, and that story will carry forward and be very valuable for everybody on our team. So we're not going to be promoting get rich quick. We're going to be promoting get into profit quick. The goal is to get your money back no matter what you invest, and get rich slow, because that's realistic. It's very realistic with this new compensation plan, and especially when we have the gift card marketing system, it's going to be very realistic for somebody to come in and get their money back within 30 days. It'll be very realistic for that person to be earning hundreds of dollars their first month and potentially thousands of dollars within 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 months. And, you know, that will be exciting because that's a real solid, serious compensation plan tied to really the core of the culture of our company, which are great products manufactured by the company and a culture that's really about helping people. So, you know, I don't want to skew the company off to the side suddenly talking about money. But I do know that the majority of the people on this call, as well as many others that are sitting in your organizations or are waiting to be talked to that have never heard of Purium before, there are many people out there that would love to change their financial situation, pay down their credit card debt, pay for a vacation in cash instead of on a credit card, start saving for their kids' college, start saving for their retirement, you know, not have to worry about their health insurance, you know, all those sorts of day-to-day things that are happening to millions or tens of millions of people around this country. Our wealth plan, our compensation plan, will give the opportunity for people to capitalize on. So, again, I'm not going through each and every part of the compensation plan tonight, really just focusing on the recruiters pool, the consultant creator pool, and the depth of our unilevel plan tied to the gift card marketing system. Those pieces alone, forget about matching bonuses and diamond pools and lifestyle bonus and all the other bells and whistles we have, but just the unilevel, the recruiters pool, and the consultant creator pool, I believe will help most of the people on this phone earn more money starting next month than they've ever earned in Purium before, and importantly, we'll be able to help other people earn more money, and that will help with retention, it will help with activity levels, it will help with motivation, etc. So hopefully those ideas are inspiring to you and may have inspired some comments or questions. So let me make sure the lines are open. And I've been taking questions throughout the last couple of weeks by email and by phone and through the call center, and there's great questions and great information and a lot of engagement with the field leaders here. So, you know, feel free. The line should be open now to ask a question, make a comment, or get a clarification on something because we want to make sure that you understand what's going on. Can somebody talk so I know that you're out there? Hello?
I'd like to know what your email address is.
You can email me, DavidLitt1, DavidLitt, and the number 1, at comcast.net. Okay, anybody else have any questions about what we discussed tonight, what we discussed last week, what we discussed the week before? What can we help you with?
I guess in order to grow, you have to have people come in that are average, maybe that has never had any business experience. How are you going to keep them to keep reordering? Because I've was in another company, and I got these people all motivated, but you know they ordered once or twice, and then slowly they stopped their ordering and diminished, and they lost their motivation.
Well, you know, that's a great question, and you know, I don't think there's a one size fits all answer, but I'll say it this way, that you know, there's two components to a successful business. One is getting people's attention and then creating retention. So, you know, you're saying that you've had some success enrolling people before. How do you create retention? Well, the way you create retention is by having great products that work. So, you know, if people are looking to lose weight and they use the weight loss products, they're going to stay on the products. If they are looking for better health and, you know, a sense of more energy and sleep, et cetera, and the products deliver that, then they're going to stay. The other part of that, of course, is that most people join as distributors not only for the product benefits, but for the business benefits. So if you enroll a whole bunch of people and you're the only one super motivated and you've dragged and kicked people into your business and they don't have the entrepreneurial spirit or the motivation, or they can't find success following in your footsteps because there's not a clear path for duplication, well, chances are they're going to leave because even if the products are great, they're really looking to make money. So we hope that with this gift card marketing system, just handing out gift cards, directing people to a website with movies on it, with autoresponders that help to bring their prospects in with them and for them, that we're going to have more average people having above-average results. So, you know, we're never going to bat 100. We may never bat, 50%. But, you know, if we can keep anybody who's serious and motivated and interested and willing to try our system for a few months, or better yet, a year, then we'll be in great shape. And, you know, there are other things you can do as well as a distributor as far as providing value and or directing them to Dave Sandoval, who does customer calls every Wednesday night about health and wellness. And so there's other things that the company can do and is doing in regards to helping people on their path to health that, you know, they may find valuable and stay in the business, just to be associated with Dave. Good question. Anybody else?
Yes, Dave. It's Joel Calangelo.
Yeah, Joel.
Quick question about the gift card marketing. Wanted to know, A, if someone wanted to order, like using your choice, the two packs, the weight loss pack and the healthy or anti-aging pack, if they wanted both of them in one shot. I mean, I can't go out and find, like, you know, Bob Simon, and he loves all four products of the two packages, the two choices.
Yeah.
Can he then pay an extra $10 or $20, whatever it may be, to get all four products at once?
Great question. And unfortunately, the answer at this point is no.
Okay.
The company loses money on every, as you might imagine, giving away the product
sure.
for free and with the shipping and handling being only $9.95.
Okay.
It doesn't nearly cover the cost of the product and the shipping. So it's a great question. And just so you know, there will be within the system, there will be in the database, I guess the right term would be controls
sure.
to make sure that distributors don't order product to themselves
right.
and also to make sure that somebody doesn't order more than once.
Okay.
So, you know, could a distributor give a card or a card number to their mother who lives down the street or their cousin? Absolutely they could. But our goal is to hopefully minimize abuse and maximize the real purpose of what the system is meant for, which is to introduce prospects to one or the other of our products. So I know, Joel, you weren't trying to abuse the system. You were asking a really good question, but I just wanted to make that clear. So,
yeah, I was just thinking about that today. You approach someone with this and you give them a choice, and then they say to you, well, I'd love to try all four. So then I guess the answer would be pick one and try the two other products on top of that and buy them individually.
Yeah. I mean, the company has a money-back guarantee, so,
right.
I mean, you know, if they're that enthusiastic, then, you know, you've got a good problem on your hands, which would be exactly that, which is, hey,
okay.
You know, you can get these two for free just for the cost of shipping and handling, and then, you know, I'll sell you these other two, and if you don't
right.
like them, you know, get the
right.
money back.
And with members, with their personal volume, with their PV each month, can they order the gift cards, and if they decide, like, next month not order product, would that go towards their personal volume? If it was like $50 and buy $50 worth of gift cards, or $100, $100 worth of gift cards instead of buying product. And
well, those are two good questions. They kind of are two different questions, and they're both good. So the first thing is that we will have auto ship packs that will include 5 gift cards and our 30-day supply of the anti-aging pack, and 5 gift cards and our 30-day supply of the weight loss pack. So there will be a way that you can order as few as 5 cards and those will be discounted from the normal price of the cards and the normal price of the product. So we're going to encourage people, you know, if they've tried the product through the gift card marketing system, they like their weight loss system or they like their anti-aging system, we're going to encourage them to do that. So we will have the ability to order as few as 5 cards. The normal way to order cards will be 10 cards if you're not ordering product. The cards will have BV on them. The cards will be $99 for 10 cards with 80 BV. But we're going to be setting up the system so that to qualify, you need to have a product order, not just a card order. And that's really from a legal perspective. So we don't want to be known for just selling cards.
Yeah.
We want to be known for selling product. But we will give points on cards, which is something very different than most other companies.
Yeah. What would be the commission on that if my member bought a $100 gift pack to me?
If a member?
Yeah, I have a new distributor that's a member underneath me. He buys up. You know, we're in down the road in May.
Uh-huh.
He orders $100 worth of gift cards. Do I get a commission off of that?
Sure. Well, there'd be 80 points attached to the gift cards, and if it was a person's first order, the first order bonus is 25%.
Wow.
So, yeah, so you'd be making $20.
That's great. That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, the other question that was kind of embedded in there was, can you buy or order cards or product 1 month, then not order cards or products the next month and have it carry over?
Right.
And the answer is no. You know, every month now, you're going to have a personal volume requirement.
Sure.
And there's two things within our compensation plan that makes that quite lenient. The first is that you actually don't have to buy product yourself. You can have customers. And your customers count towards your personal volume, whether they're retail customers or whether they're preferred customers on AutoShip. Either way, your customers will count towards your personal volume. So, you know, we don't recommend this. We want people to be product of the product. We want them to be using the product. But if for some reason money's tight and they can't afford to buy product, if they have customers who are buying product that qualify them, then that'll be fine.
That's incredible.
The second thing is that our point requirements are relatively low compared to the industry standard. So most companies make you buy 100 points worth of product. We're starting at 25 and going up to 50 through the majority of our plan, and we're confident that the quality of the products that people will buy way more than 50 points of product because they're going to try the products, they're going to love the products, and they're going to want to buy more and more and more product. So we don't want to force people, especially when they're not making a lot of money, to have to buy a lot of product.
That's great.
And I think that'll also help with retention to the gentleman's question earlier, you know, what's going to create retention. I think that, you know, if somebody's ordering the product that they want, if they're ordering $60, $70 worth of product and they're happy with the product and then they're making $20 or $30 or $40, they're going to stay on because we're not forcing them to buy $140 worth of product.
Exactly, like everyone else.
Yeah, that's a good question. I know that the company right now does some stuff with volume carrying forward or you don't have to buy product and you can get paid on one level. And so we're trying to clean all that up and simplify it but still make it fair.
That's great. Yeah, it seems like you've done a great job in doing that. It makes much more sense now. Thank you.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to keep the lines open. I mean, we try to keep our calls to 25 minutes. We're already at a half hour, but, you know, this is an important time. We're making some transitions here. So if you want to stay on, I will. If you want to jump off, you're welcome to jump off. But if you have a question, please go ahead and throw it out, and let's see if we can get it answered.
David, can you talk about the expiration date of the gift cards? How does that work?
Yeah, the first set of gift cards, I believe, will have an expiration date of March 2012, so they'll have like a one-year expiration date. And, you know, we want to create a limited sense of urgency for the distributor as well as the prospect, and also for legal purposes. You know, these cards have value, and ultimately, you know, it ends up being I'm not an accountant, but a liability to the company, if you will. So you can't have liabilities that are out there forever, but on the other hand, we're not trying to you know, make it too tight where you feel pressured. So good question.
Okay.
Good question.
if you give a card out, the card expires a year from now, if you give it to somebody to try and then they're sitting around week after week, can you say, hey, is there any way to set a personal expiration date for that person so we can get the use of that card back to give it to somebody else?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question. So the way the system works, the system is triggered by a number, and the number is attached to you as a distributor, and it happens to be on the card. So let's just use the number 12345. I think the card numbers will actually be 12 digits, but let's just use 12345. So if you're a distributor and you purchased 5 cards or 10 cards and card number 12345 was one of your cards, then the system knows that that card is assigned to you and that any enrollments or you know, free product that goes out will be attached to you and that number. So let's say that you give that card to me, and we just met on an airplane, and I seem super excited, and you hand me the card. If you're smart, what you're going to do is you're going to write down my name, my phone number, my email address, and that number. And so now you still, even though you've given up the physical pretty little card, you really still have control of the number. And so what'll happen then is it's 3 days later, 5 days later, and you follow up with me and you say, hey, David, you said you're going to use that card. I haven't seen it be used yet. And you can tell because you'll get an email when the card is used. And you can also go into the back office of the system and see 12345 has not been used. So, you know, oh, I'm sorry, I'll use it. And another week goes by and I'm still not using it. Well, then you can say, listen, I'm going to give that number to somebody else unless you use it this week. And if I don't use it this week, then the next person that you want to give a card to, you can either show them a card and then just hand them the number, or you can email them the number, but 12345 is still a number that is assigned to you that has not been used.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, good question.
Mm-hmm.
So we want people to use the cards. The goal of the cards is to recruit and to introduce people to the product. And, you know, the company has, you know, built the business model and the system so that if every card goes out and every card is used, then we're excited. Okay, a couple more. Anybody have any additional questions?
Hey, can I ask one more question, this is Joel?
Sure.
Just on that note, will you continue this gift card marketing system for indefinite? Like, how long? Is this something you plan on doing for the next couple of years, 1 year, or forever?
We see it as forever, but
that's,
you know,
great.
Really,
that's
really ultimately, it's you know, you
all keep it in place, especially
value.
If it's working.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's
great.
You all finding value in it. So, I mean, if you hand out cards and you feel like it's not a good use of your time and effort, then you know, then maybe there'd be a point where the company would discontinue it. But the business
okay.
model is set up to be forever. It's not a
like,
short term promotion.
Great, great, great. Thank you.
Yep. Good. Okay. One last question. Going once. Going twice. Alrighty, well, thanks so much for joining us here this evening and learning a little bit more about the new compensation plan. And, you know, I've been telling people you don't have to learn every part of it and every piece of it. And, you know, we're going to do the best we can to get materials out and make the transition as smooth as possible. And, you know, we're trying to be as ambitious as possible and as aggressive as possible. We've got a lot of very positive feedback, so I know there's a big demand for the compensation plan, the gift card marketing system, the new labels, the new products, all that stuff. So, you know, there'll probably be a couple bumps along the way, and we just hope that you're patient with that and, you know, appreciate your feedback and your enthusiasm. And, you know, anything we can do to make things smoother, you know, we'll try to do it. But we've got our heads down and really down into the details now of trying to make sure that everything works. Just to let everybody know, one last thing that's come up is we are lowering the price of the starter kit starting March 1st. The contents of the starter kit will probably be in flux a little bit throughout the month, but I believe we're going to be going down to a $29.95 starter kit from $49. So, you know, so that'll be another nice thing that will help hopefully recruiting and inviting people into the business. So be looking forward for announcements on that and other things. And thanks so much for joining us. So have a great night. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, David. Good night.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks so much.